the dark heat. He walks on the field roads or through glimmering lights. Helps me walk the cold, dark night, the shadows of midnight. God walks the dark field, cause he loves you and me. God walks the dark.
Wow, what a message. What a message. I like it. I like it. I hope you like it as much as I do. I hate to cut this song off because I have to. Hey, I'm here to talk to you, and we'll go back to that song. I'm saving it here for us. Bless you today. What a delight. Well, been 2 weeks since we've been here on the internet. I'm sorry. Nothing I could do about it. The internet was down. Couldn't get a hold of my service. And so we just had to do away and make it the best we could. Here we are. Same program we was going to do last week. And I am excited. I am more excited than I was a week ago because I'm a week closer to the rapture than I was a week ago. Now, what are we going to talk about today? Absolute proof. Listen to those two words. Absolute proof of the pre-trib rapture. Absolute proof that Jesus will come to get his saints before the dark judgment of a 7-year tribulation period. There's not one truth in the Bible that's more affirmed, more documented, more absolute, more proven than the doctrine of the pre-trib rapture. Now, why are so many turning from it? I'll give you exactly the reason. Go read the 12th chapter of Revelation. The devil is standing over the church world because he's still the god of this world. You understand? He's still the prince of the power of the air. And he's standing over this world with evil design to destroy and to cut out from under every believer and to take from everybody the hope that Jesus is coming before that dark judgment period comes. I'm here to tell you, there is no doubt about it. Absolute proof. I'm going to preach that in the morning. Absolute proof of the pre-trib rapture. And you know what I'm doing? I'm inviting everybody that doesn't understand it, that doesn't believe it, that's been taught against it, that's been deceived about it, to come and listen. I believe that Brother Chambers can prove to you that the pre-trib rapture is absolute. I believe I can prove it to you. I believe I can destroy every ounce of your doubts and your fears. And what I'm going to do after the altar call and the altar prayer is I'm going to just, announce to everybody. Now, we're going to have a question and answer time. I'm going to let people leave who have got to go, whatever time schedules are. And I'm going to just meet everybody right at the front of the church, set you down with a mic out there for you to ask questions. And I'm going to answer any question that you bring in front of me. I don't think I will fail to answer any question. I'll do my best. If I can't, I'll say I can't. I'm no smarter. I don't know everything. But I'll tell you one thing, we'll have a grand time together and we'll enjoy the discussion and we'll enjoy the excitement of the soon return of Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you something today that's going to be one of the best gifts I've ever given you. A man by the name of Bruce Gans. He's a pastor in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. He's one of our ministers, and he is one grand fella, a grand preacher, an Oklahomian, but he's a great preacher. I'm going to give you his CD from camp meeting. Now, I don't ever do this much, because these CDs are precious. They're like a jewel. They're like a jewel. We have the best preaching in camp meeting you ever heard. And Bruce Gans did a masterful job, and I'm going to give you the CD just to get this message out there and prove to people this grand, grand rapture. Now, you need to call quickly. The ladies are standing by. They'll take your calls, and they'll take your name, and if we don't have your address, they may want to get it again. They'll surely want to get your zip code number so that we don't have any mistakes, and you can call, and we'll send it to you. Free of charge. We won't even charge you for the shipping. How's that? A wonderful CD on the imminence of the rapture. Revelation 21 and 22 was his text. And he did one masterful job. I mean, everybody in my camp meeting did a masterful job. But this one was really a special sermon. And I want to give it to you because I want to get somehow a proof out there of this pre-trib rapture. I want you to understand, the Bible is too emphatic. The Bible is too emphatic to dare believe anything else. Now, we'll open the lines in a moment for you to call. We'll give you our email. Well, let me give all that to you. The phone number, 704, that's local, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. You got that? 704-391-0588. And then our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, where's your coat, Reverend Chambers? It's hanging over there on the chair. It's too hot. It's 100 degrees here in North Carolina. Actually been over 100, and it's really been terrible. And you know what? We had a storm last night, and our power went out at the parsonage at my home, and it's still out. Was out all night. We slept without air conditioning, but it was good for us. We haven't had a bath, hadn't brushed our teeth, hadn't had a chance for any of that kind of thing this morning because our electricity is out. Still out right now. My son has a generator, and we got our refrigerator hooked up to that so that we don't lose those things. And if we don't get the power on, we'll move it up to the freezer after a while and get that froze back together. Well, just part of life, you know. It's good for us. I mean, we have it too easy. We have it too good. We really do. We all of us are so soft here in America. It's pathetic. We are so soft, it's pathetic. And I pray that God will help us be grateful for our blessings, because they really are many. Now, you know, this subject is just overwhelming. I'm going to take you and start with a passage of the Bible that is an Old Testament passage, but it is so powerful. It is so powerful. It proves beyond measure, the pre-trib rapture. There's no way to doubt it. It really isn't. I mean, the Bible is such a wonderful book, and it's infallible. It's infallible. It don't make mistakes. Let me read to you. Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. Now, Isaiah was one great prince of a man. They called him the statesman prophet. The statesman prophet. He had great relationships with those in high offices. They took what he said with great respect. They also had some folks that would like to kill him. And that's always true of a real man of God. You know, a man of God's going to have enemies and friends both. If you're out there as a preacher and you don't have any enemies, it's because you're not worth your salt. If you tell the truth and say it plain and never compromise and love people, but tell them the truth, some are going to hate you and some are going to love you. It's just how it is. And the Bible, Jesus said it, if they hated me, they'll hate you. And so you can expect it. And do you know something? Those that hate you take the woe off of you. Because the Bible said, woe to the man that all men speak well of. Did you know the Bible said that? Woe to the man that all men speak well of. Well, let me read to you the Bible. That's what counts. Isaiah 26, verse 19. Listen, the dead men shall live together. Listen, thy dead men shall live together with my dead body. Isaiah's talking about himself there. My dead body. Shall they arise? Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Now that's a picture of the resurrection. I mean, that's overwhelming. It's breathtaking. And Isaiah's putting himself right in the middle of it, and that makes it even better. But listen to the next verse, verse 20, the very next verse. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chamber, and shut the door about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little season, a little moment, he actually says, until the indignation, that's the wrath, be overpassed. Now, you can't have a picture of the rapture any more powerful than those words. I mean, verse 20, Isaiah 26, go get your Bible and read it for yourself. Come, my people. That's his people. Come, my people. Enter thou into thy chamber. Shut thy door about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little season, until the wrath, my wrath, be overpassed. Now, listen. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquities. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Now, those are some of the most powerful Old Testament verses that affirm the great rapture and the great pre-tribulation rapture, clearly saying, come, my people, hide thyself. I'm going to put you in a covering. I'm going to put you in a safe place. I'm going to hide you while the indignation be overpassed, while it pursues. My friend, that's the Bible. And the Bible is full of those kind of passages. There's no doubt. You can't doubt that and be a Bible-believing Christian. That's all there is to it. Now, what I'm finding is a lot of people who are becoming kind of cheesy about this. They're becoming, you know, a little bit on the word side. They're just not sure. And so they don't like it when someone like me really stands up and says it. They accuse me of trying to have a debate. No, I'm not debating nobody. I'm telling you the truth. Now, I've got people debate back against me, but I don't debate them. I just tell them the truth. People will call me and want to debate me. I said, no, I don't have time for that. I'm telling the truth. I'm preaching the truth. I'm not going to debate you. And tomorrow we're going to answer questions and answers, but we're not going to debate. If somebody comes with an argumentative spirit, we're just going to answer their question and move on to the next person. Because we're in this business for God and for his kingdom and for nothing else. Now, the phone's already ringing, and that's good. I want you to get involved. I want your questions. And I've got so much material to give you here, but I'm going to take time for those who call and make sure I answer you. You on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please?
Brother Chambers, I have a question, please, sir.
Okay, I would love to answer it.
I was reading the Word this week, and I crossed the Gospel several times. I had never noticed this before.
Okay.
It listed the disciples in Matthew and Mark, all 12. But it listed Simon the Canaanite. And I wondered why they called him that, since Jesus was called the lost sheep of Israel.
Simon the Canaanite. Now, where did you read this?
I forget what chapter.
Oh, brother, you when you call and ask Brother Chambers a question about something in the Bible that I have no recollection of, and so I cannot answer your question. So go find it and call me back. How about that? You need to go find it. Remember where you were reading, and I would love to help you with it. There will be a good answer, I promise you, because the Bible never leaves out having a good answer.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Now give us a call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, I want to tell you some things today. I've got so many points in this good article, and I will be sending this out now. Those of you who order the gift will also get the article from today. The article from today, and the title of it is Absolute Proof Rapture Before the 7-Year Tribulation Period. And you'll get the article, okay? It goes out to nearly 30,000 people. And we want you that don't get the emails. And if you are not on our email, you ought to be. And you can go and sign up on the email, or you can send it to us and we'll put it up for you, because we want you to get these great posts. They go all over the world. They really do. And they are powerful. I don't write anything that I don't put my heart in and try to really do it right. Now grab your phone. We want to hear from you, your questions and answers. Let's stay on the subject. That will help me, because I want you to get the good answer from this message today. Now the early church, now listen to me. I want to give you a point that you don't want to forget. The early church knew no doctrine. They debated no doctrine about the coming of the Lord, except the absolute understanding that Jesus was going to deliver them from the wrath to come. That was their words, that Jesus had died on the cross, took their sins from them, forgave them, that he might deliver them from the wrath to come. In the Old Testament sense of the Bible, they knew the wrath of God was coming. They knew that was absolutely set in concrete, and they didn't understand about it. And so Jesus plainly taught them, and Paul the Apostle really carried this ball for them, that absolutely Jesus had come to deliver them from the wrath to come. Boy, you can't get any clearer than that. So the New Testament church was a pre-tribulational church from the core. People will try to say it was something that John Darby taught. They try to point it to some woman who had a vision, and they try to give it all kinds of beginnings that are utterly false. Utterly false, because here it is in the Bible, and Apostle Paul said it. I put on the Facebook this morning a statement by Apostle Paul that's so very clear. Let me read you that statement by Apostle Paul. You know, the first book he wrote was 1 Thessalonians. How many of you knew that? The first book Apostle Paul wrote was 1 Thessalonians. Now you go read 1 Thessalonians, and over Apostle Paul talks about this great truth. And to wait, he says, for the Son from heaven, to wait from the Son of God from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that's the Father, raised him from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Now, you can go over to chapter 2, and it ends that chapter. What, for which is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing, are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? At his coming? And then he goes on, the last verse of chapter 3, to the end he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Now, you begin to read these kind of things and see them all through the Bible, and you don't doubt things any longer. They are just that plain. So, let me say this again, and I want you to always remember it. You say it to other people. The early church never debated anything about the end times. They had a clear, pointed belief and understanding that before the wrath of God could come, Jesus was going to come and get them. And that he was going to literally take them out of the world before the wrath of God come. And the picture is so beautiful. It is breathtaking. It really is. Now, I don't have time to preach the sermon to you. I'll do that in the morning. But I want to tell you, there is plenty in this Bible to prove what I'm telling you. Let me give you another point. Absolute proof. Keep the patience of Jesus Christ. keep the patience. You remember that verse in Revelation 3 and 10, that if you would keep the patience of Jesus Christ, He, Christ, would keep you from the tribulation that's coming on the earth. Now, isn't that a powerful verse? Let me read it to you directly from the Bible. I'm not a man that has to quote to you something and you wonder if it came from the Bible. I am very careful to make sure it comes right out of the Holy Scripture. Here we are, Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. You've obeyed me. You've lived humble. You've been patient with all the tribulations of life. You've been patiently waiting for me. He said, because you've kept my patience. So listen now, I also will keep thee from. Notice that word from. F-R-O-M. From the tribulation of the hour of temptation. The hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. He said, I'll keep you from it. Not in it, but from it. Isn't that powerful? I mean, that's how the Bible is. It's just that powerful. It's just that mighty. So the early church knew nothing. They knew nothing but this pre-tribulation rapture. Absolute proof. We keep His patience. He keeps us from it. Are you keeping His patience? Oh, it isn't easy to live a godly life. It can be hell on earth sometimes. The devil will come against you like a storm. Now you call him, he'll give you a CD. Reverend Bruce Gans, can't say his name right quick. Reverend Bruce Gans' sermon from camp meeting. Friday morning, 10 o'clock, he preached this sermon. This is a week ago, yesterday. You don't want to miss getting this gift, a CD. Now, you can actually order a DVD, but you have to pay for that. I'm sorry. I will send you a list of all the sermons when I send you this one. And I will send you this wonderful article. I'll give you something in a minute to show you how good it is, because I really want you to have it. And I want you to get ready. Hey, you on the air. May I help you, please?
Dr. Chambers, this, yes. This is Bert calling it back. I'm sorry to take you off topic.
Well, I don't want to spend a lot of time on a subject different from what I'm on today. Now, if you can give it to me real quick, I'll give you a quick answer, and then we're going to move on to our subject. I do want to help you.
Thank you, sir. This question is total. I want to ask you, this found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 4.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 4. You know, I don't understand. These kind of things, they never bother me, but they do bother some people. And there's always a good answer. I'm not sure I will have it because I don't remember what you're speaking of. At Matthew chapter 10, verse 4, Simon the Canaanite. Well, he was just talking about Simon's background. He had been a Canaanite before he got saved.
My only question was, you know, I know sometimes people have nicknames. And we call them things when we're real personal with them.
Well, you know, I never remember seeing this. The first Simon, who is called Peter. So there was a second Simon in this group who also had a name. I would have to read it all. I will do that. And then you leave your number with our ladies, and I will call you and give you a clearer answer, because I just never paid it any attention. Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Now, call us quickly, 1-800-338. Please tell him the subject. That was a kind brother, and I wanted to be kind to him. And so I answered. But let's don't go back to that, because this subject is so important. And the devil hates this subject. Do you hear me? The devil hates anybody understanding the pre-tribulation rapture. He don't want you to leave. He wants his old evil army to beat the stuffings out of you. He wants to give you hell. He wants to trouble you beyond degree. You think the world is troubling now? You miss that rapture, and you're going to learn. And you think of the church having to go through the rapture like these confused people are teaching and believing even half of it. No, no, no. You cannot read the book of Revelation and not have the rapture in chapter 4, verse 1. You just cannot. It's just perfect. It is so pure. It is so pure. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, email jrc@paulcreek.org. Just don't spend another moment without busy answering your question, okay? So grab your phone. Grab your mouse and send me your question. I want to help you. Now, while you are doing that, in this article I'm going to send you. This is in the article. I didn't write this. I borrowed this. I borrowed this from you know, there's a lot of different, I have a lot of timelines myself. This is kind of a timeline. And it has the Lord's second coming. And it divides the Lord's second coming between the rapture, when he comes in the midair. He doesn't really come to the earth that time. And the second time, when he comes to the earth. And it lays out the differences between the rapture and the second coming. And this is really beautiful. It really is. It's clear. Jesus returns in the air. That's when he comes for the rapture. Jesus returns to the earth. That's when he comes the second time to set up his kingdom. Jesus returns is secret, like a thief in the night. Like a thief in the night. And I believe all the world will hear the trumpet, but all the world are not going to know what happened. So Jesus comes like a thief. The second time he returns and the world knows he's coming to set up his kingdom on the earth. The first, he returns for his church. The second time, he comes with his church. Hey, I like that. The first time, he comes to get his church, his bride. The second time, he brings them with him, and they come with him. The first time, Jesus comes as a bridegroom to get the bride. The second time, he comes as a king to reign on the earth 1,000 years. Now, there's about 12 of these. I can't read them all. They all need explanation. First, he comes as a deliverer. The second time, he comes as a warrior and a judge. Well, it's just, I got a bunch of those, and they're just all proofs. I'll go back in a minute. You call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want to tell you something. That rapture is about to happen. Do you know what's going on in our world? Do you know the hatred that's developing against the church and against the Christian people? Do you know even in the church how they are? There's so much anger against the rapture and the believing in the rapture, and how the church world has become this liberal entity that has no sense of the great values of the Bible. I read about churches all the time. I had a man wrote me about one up in Huntersville today. One of these that supports Rick Warren and all of his doings, that's heresy. That's heresy. And most churches have gone into these kind of things, and it's horrible. Can you imagine how many Pentecostal churches that are now teaching once saved, always saved, and Calvinism, a limited atonement? Do you realize that? You realize many of them have just become, they want to build a big church. They're more concerned about a big church than a true church. I want the truth. I want to help people go to heaven. I've got so many friends all over this world that love what I preach, because there are a small group of people all over the world that love the truth. There really is. There's not a big group of them any place I know of, but there's a small group of them everywhere. And I thank God for them. We got a bunch of people in Fort Worth, Texas. They are wonderful. God bless all the Borkins. I hope you're listening out there in Fort Worth. And what happened in Dallas yesterday, you're right in your community, breaks my heart. I hurt so bad over 5 of the policemen being shot in an ambush, as happened. We live in a dark day, friend, and people are all confused. We got a man in the White House that is absolutely full of the devil and full of darkness like I've never heard of in my life. And Hillary is right on his heels, the same darkness. It's a dark day. And they hate the Bible-believing church. They're saying that we are reproachful just because we are Bible believers. And we'll not change. No, we're not going to change. This Bible is the infallible Word of God. So we know the rapture has got to be about to happen. How many of you out there really believe the rapture is imminent? Grab your phone if you really believe that rapture is imminent, and just say, if you can't say nothing else, I believe the rapture is imminent. If you don't have a good question, I'd love to answer your question. I'm here for that purpose. I don't want to miss any good thing that I can say to help anybody out there. Let me make sure I check the email here to see if I have any questions. I'll have to be careful as I move things out of my way. Here's a question. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 1 and through 3. Well, they didn't write anything. They just put it there. Everybody likes to get involved. That is a little anti about this whole tribulation. And they get in 2 Thessalonians. Now, you understand that Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians, sent it to the church at Thessalonica, and they have some questions. And Timothy and Silas came back from Thessalonica to Corinth, where Paul was, and asked him the questions that the Thessalonians had asked upon reading the 1 Thessalonians. And so they are concerned. Here's what their question. They were concerned because some of their church members had died. And they thought Jesus was going to come before anybody died. And so what we're going to do, how do we understand about these Christians who have died? And how do we understand? Because there's so much darkness out there. And the Antichrist seems to be everywhere. And so Paul says to them, the Antichrist. Let me read it to you. Just trying to help this person. But we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not by our gathering together. It's talking about the rapture, see? Our gathering together unto him. No question. They were looking for it. They were looking for being gathered up to him. By our gathering together. I love those words. And that comes right out of 1 Thessalonians. Read 2 Thessalonians, and then go back and read 1 Thessalonians, and then come back and read 2 Thessalonians, and then you will understand the question this person is asking, that you be not soon shaken, or be troubled, neither by spirit, or by word, or by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand, or that the day of Christ has already occurred. And he's making sure they know he has it. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So Paul was trying to make them understand that all this wickedness that was all around them was just a fulfillment of what God said would happen, and then the coming of the Lord would be after all of this had occurred. Now some people try to make that sound like we got to see the Antichrist. We got to know he's here first, and then Jesus will come. That's not what he was saying. There is no question that is not what he was saying. I hope you understand that. But if you'll do what I just said, if you'll read 1 Thessalonians and then read 2 Thessalonians, that will help you understand, okay? That will settle your question. I'm trying to get out of this here. Any more questions, you send them by email, jrc@paulcreek.org, or grab your phone. I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone real quick, will you? 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Or call local 704-391-0588. Now, I want to give you some more great points for this program today. Any doctrine that denies that God never judges the righteous with the wicked. Never judges the righteous with the wicked. Never. You read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, friend. You read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and God never judges the righteous with the wicked. And that's what you got in either the mid-trib or the pre-wrath or the post-trib. You've got God judging the righteous with the wicked, because that tribulation begins in chapter 6, verse 1. You cannot have anything, but when Jesus begins to open those seven seals, that is the book of tribulation. That is the book of God's judgment. Another great truth. The rapture into his presence is the glory. The rapture into his presence is the glory. The glory that has literally been talked about since the beginning of the whole Bible. I mean, when Adam and Eve in the garden, that was never meant that they would sin, but they did, and God knew they were going to, and God in his mind had already made a plan. But the plan includes this glorious day when Jesus Christ takes his bride, when the bridegroom comes to get the bride. What a day that's going to be. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
On the street is, things are really looking bad. Taking God out of everything.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it?
to taking God out of everything in their lives.
Taking God out of everything in our nation. They're determined to create a secular world that has no restrictions.
They think they're still going to heaven when they die. They call it the rapture, brother.
They call it what?
Call it the rapture.
Well, I guess there's some wicked people doing that. But I'm going to heaven when I die. I hope I go by the rapture. But if I die first, it won't bother me a bit.
Hey, brother, he's at the door knocking right now.
Are you looking for him?
Amen.
Are you ready to go in the rapture?
Every second. It used to be every day, every minute, but now it's every second.
Oh, boy, you're getting close, aren't you, brother?
I'm ready.
All right, I want to make sure I send you this CD, okay? Did you give the ladies your name and number?
All right, thank you.
Will you stay on and give it to them?
Yes,
I want to send it to you. I want to see you sound precious to me. Let me find the right button to hit here. Hey, why am I having trouble? Here it is, line one, ladies, and they will take care of him. Hey, God bless you. Call quickly. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want your question. I want your statement. I like that. That sounds like a good brother. Oh, that sounds like a good brother. You know, let me tell you something. All of my black friends out there, I've got a multitude of black people that love me, and I love you. I've never had an inch of prejudice in me. Never. Never. I was raised on a farm, and it was, you know, we blacks and whites were right there together. Some of the people I loved the most from my childhood were dear black people. They were just so precious men. One last name was Yellow, and one last name was Chavis, George Chavis, and Brother Yella. And his wife. Oh, they were wonderful people. And I loved them. Black people, yes. But just as dear as they could be. And there wasn't no prejudice on my daddy wouldn't tolerate it. And I want to say to my black people, this Black Lives Matters is not something for black people. It's nothing but a name to create a bunch of terrorists who want to destroy. So don't get involved in something like that. Don't let your children get involved in something like that. It's evil. It's full of the devil. It's full of darkness. And so don't let your family get involved. Don't let your kids get involved. It is as evil as the devil himself. And these wicked liberals, they want to destroy America. I mean, they can't stand the Bible truths. They can't stand. The Democrat Party has become a demonic outfit. And you know that. I mean, you can't see that and not know that. Now grab your phone. You may want to argue with me about that. Please do. Please call. I want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then the local, 704-391-0588. Now, out there in my radio audience, you are all confused about this. You're not sure. You want to believe in the rapture, but you've heard so much elsewise. And maybe some of you have heard nothing. There are many people in our world that know nothing about the rapture. They know nothing about the coming of the Lord. They're utterly in the dark. They don't know what's going to happen next. I want to tell you, you need to come in the morning and listen to my message and then stay for some questions and answers. And I will stay in there with you all afternoon if I have to. It's got to be legitimate. It's got to be genuine. It's got to be real questions. It's got to be people who really want to know the answers and are willing to listen to me. I'm going to be the teacher. I won't allow someone else to teach their doctrine. I will be teaching the truth. I will be teaching the truth. I want you to hear it. You're in a liberal Baptist church or a liberal, the Catholics and the Presbyterians and the Methodists, if there's any of them not liberal, I don't know them. And you've never heard this, please come and hear it in the morning. Please call your pastor and tell him you can't be there in the morning. You got to go hear Reverend Chambers talk about the rapture and invite him to come over after his sermon and sit in for the questions and answers. I'm committing to you that I will spend the afternoon, if I don't get a bite at lunch, I really will, to answer questions of people who don't know about this rapture. You have got to know. My burden is for you to know. I seek no arguments with nobody. I seek no disputes with nobody. I'm not after creating any division. I'm after opening the hearts of men and women to this Bible to understand that Jesus is coming and he's coming imminent and soon. Let me go back. Let me tell you some other differences. Listen to this. First, Jesus comes to deliver the saints. Next, he comes as a warrior and a judge to judge the world. Then he comes first with grace, but then he comes the second time with wrath to end the wickedness. He delivers the church from wrath the first time. He delivers believers out of the tribulation, and he brings them back with him the second time. Living believers receive immortal bodies at the rapture. But Jesus delivers believers, living believers remain mortal on the earth during the millennial reign. Yes, they do. Oh, yes, a lot of great things. You want to take every one of these points, and there's still about 6 or 8 more, and study them. And maybe ask me questions about them next Friday. I'd love that. That'd be a great point for questions. And I won't have any of these to give in the morning, because it's got to be finished up like we always do after the broadcast on Saturday. But we'll send it to everybody who wants it either today or tomorrow. Now grab your phone, 1-800. Quickly, let's don't waste time. I got 21 or 2 minutes. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, I'm aware that today is the ending of the 4th of July week. The ending, the culmination of the 4th of July week. I guess for most people, tomorrow is the ending, because most people do not keep the Lord's Day holy. They do not keep the Lord's Day holy, and that is sad. That is sad. I keep the Lord's Day holy, and you ought to start doing the same. I really believe that. Now grab your phone. I want your question. I want to answer them. I want to do my best to help you. Let me give you another point while you're calling. 1-800-338-7884. In Revelation chapter 2 and 3, we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. That's very true in Revelation 2 and 3. You read it. We're strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But chapter 4, we are the triumphant saints of God, settled in heaven to help direct the business of the church. Did you know that the church is going to judge the world? How many of you knew that? Let me give you a scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. And verse 2 and 3, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? Now, if there's not a rapture before the tribulation, and the tribulation is the judgment of the world, and the saints are to help judge the world, but there's not a rapture before the tribulation begins, like we know there is, but you don't believe that, see? You are pre-trib, a mid-trib, you're a mid-trib, a post-trib. Well, see, the rapture has to take place before the 7 years, because we are going to help judge the world. And if we're not raptured before the tribulation, how can we help transact the business of the tribulation? See? You see how people get the Bible all out of focus and out of order? Listen, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world be judged, shall be judged by you, us. Are you unworthy to judge the smallest matter? Know you not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? So, we're going to judge the world. And what is the tribulation period? But the ultimate time of judgment. The greatest period of judging the world is the tribulation period. That's what it is. It's the time of God's great wrath to get this world ready for the saints of God to reign 1,000 years. Jesus comes to this earth when he comes down to the earth to set up his kingdom for 1,000 years. He could not set up his kingdom on this earth if the earth wasn't judged. It's got to be judged. And then we just read where Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6 that the saints are going to judge the world. Well, we are. We are going to join with Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church. And during the 7-year tribulation period, we are going to judge the world. And that's just emphatical reason why there has to be a pre-trib rapture. That is a good point. I've never used that point before. I discovered that point this morning, digging in my Bible. See, a student of the Bible never learns everything. I mean, over and over we learn more, and we learn more, and we will keep learning. I don't ever expect to quit learning until I'm on the other side. Now grab your phone, 1-800. I want questions these last 17 minutes, one after the other. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now grab your phone quickly. I want to hear from you. You are on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
I have a question.
Well, there's something wrong with the way you're talking. Are you on a regular phone or a cell phone? Go ahead, please, lady. I do want to be a blessing to you. Lady, please go ahead. I want to be a blessing. All right, call again, please. Please hang up and call, and maybe we'll get the right connection. I don't know what was wrong with that connection, but I couldn't hear this dear lady. Some kind of a phone situation, and I would love to be a blessing. She sounded like she needed to be blessed. You know, and I feel that. I feel that hurt and pain for everybody out there. You've got to understand that, my friend. I am here to bless you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you draw up to this Bible and get this Bible in your life and in your heart and to get full of it. Very important. Now, let me give you another great understanding. The blood-washed saints are hated by the world. And the world and those that are under the world and their influence are utterly angry to consider that we're going to disappear. That, you know, a lot of people that aren't ready for the rapture don't want me to go in the rapture. And they don't want you to go in the rapture. They're not ready, and they want to destroy it because they don't want us to escape all that's coming. But my friend, the saints of God are not going to be here for that hell on earth. You may want to be here. There are a lot of people who say, I want to be here. I want to represent Jesus. You don't know what you're talking about. You're talking foolish talk. I'm here to tell you, when they get through with you, you won't be none but a piece of meat. I mean, you'll be a sad spectacle when you try to serve God during that tribulation period. And some will. And the Bible speaks of these people who are so destroyed, who are so hated, and then who are so finally killed that they cry out in chapter 6 of Revelation, Lord, how long before you're going to judge these people who've done so much damage to us, who've been so mean to us, you know? You need to read chapter 6, brother. That'll make you know you don't want to be here. You really don't. Call quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I'm going to go to the email after this to make sure you're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I had a question. What's the difference between the rapture and the second coming of Christ?
What's the difference? Well, I've been reading some of those. The first time, the rapture, he comes in the midair. He doesn't come to the earth. The second time, he comes to the earth. The first time, he comes to deliver the saints. The second time, he comes to set up his kingdom on the earth for 1,000 years. The first time, he comes because he wants to rapture us up to himself. The second time, we come with him. Now, those are only three of about 20 things. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Also, another question really quick. Does the tribulation start when Israel, like, you sign a pact with Arab, the Antichrist? Like,
the actual 7 years cannot start until Jesus opens the first seal in chapter 6, verse 1 of Revelation. So the seven-year tribulation cannot begin until Jesus begins to open the seven-sealed book. That's what the seven-sealed book is. It's the biblical pattern of God's judgment to reclaim the earth and for Jesus to set up his kingdom. That's what the seven-sealed book you see in chapter 5. You remember seeing that?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. That seven-sealed book is the seven-year tribulation period. Jesus opens the first seal in chapter 6, verse 1. That's when the tribulation period begins. The saints are in heaven with Christ. They've been raptured, and then the tribulation period begins.
Okay, well, yeah, that clears that up, yeah.
Oh, I'm so delighted. That thrills me when I know you have understood it. Anything else?
Yeah, that would be it. Yes.
Thank you, sir. And God bless you. Now make sure you give them your address so I can send you this this post. A wonderful article. It'll be in a booklet form. You can keep it in your Bible, and you will be blessed by it. And we'll give you a list of about 20 things that are the difference between the rapture and the second coming when he sets up his kingdom.
Hey, great. That sounds wonderful.
Have you given them your address?
Yeah, I think I'm already on.
Yeah, but they need to know. So let me put you on the hold. Answer this, ladies. Make sure that man is in that list. I want him to get it. That's so important to me. All right, I want to hear from you. Grab your phone. The ladies are standing by to answer your call. I want to spend these last minutes busy as I can be helping you. I'm trying to look to see if there's another number. Simon Canaanite means Zelotes or the zealous one. That's good, I guess. The word comes from the Aramaic. It does mean that he was a Canaanite. Are a Gentile, okay? I have to study that more because I'm not altogether sure of everything. That's a little explanation. But give us a call quickly. We want to be a blessing to you. There's no more here on the internet. I'm sorry, email. I just hate to miss anybody. I sit here worried that somebody might email me and it not get through. And that is just not what I want to happen. I want to be a blessing to every one of you. Grab your phone. I want to hear from you. You are important, my friend. And if you'll grab your phone, I'll be right there to answer your question as you call. Okay, line two, God bless you. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please? Hey, you have to go ahead, dear friend. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Brother James.
Hey.
A question for you. When Gabriel steps forward, blow the trumpet of the shepherd.
Now, we don't know it's Gabriel, okay, but we think it could be.
Okay. All right. Well, my question is this. When that trumpet, when it's blown, will the world hear it or will just the saved?
You know, that is a big debate. I believe the world will hear it. But a lot of people think only the church bride will hear it. But I believe the sounding of the trumpet is the first event, the very first thing that's got to happen to start the whole end time scenario. And I believe the world needs to hear it because it's going to shake this earth. I mean, to its very core. I mean, the Bible speaks of people committing suicide because of looking at the evil that's coming on the world. That is going to happen big time. There will be thousands that commit suicide just because they realize they've missed the rapture. Now, what I would like to say to those people who missed the rapture, don't commit suicide. Find you a place to get in an altar. In your bedroom, you probably shouldn't go to a church. That'll be dangerous. But find your place to get on your knees out in the woods at an old stump in a cave somewhere. And you stay there till you know you're born again. You make sure you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and that he gives you a new nature. And then you get ready to face hell.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Going to be dark. Any other question?
How did camp meeting go? Pretty good?
It was so great, it's hard for me to explain it. The reason I'm giving that sermon by a brother, have you ever heard Bruce Gans preach?
I've never heard him preach, but I've heard the name. Yes.
That man is a preacher. And it may be that his son is going to be with us soon, here in our church, on our staff. Don't have that definite yet. I probably should have even said anything about it yet. I'm just excited. I need help. Ooh, I'm tired. I'm 80 years old. Did you hear me say my electricity had been out since yesterday?
I heard that. We had that same storm. I'm in South Carolina. We got the same storm. I got limbs all in my yard.
Oh, boy. My yard's a mess, too. I got a lot to do. I was supposed to meet a man for lunch, but we don't know. If the electricity don't come on, we've got to get something on our freezer before we lose the frozen goods. I got some deer meat in there. I don't want to lose, man. Thank you, sir.
All right, and thank you.
And thank you for calling. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I was going to ask you, and I know you know we can't go into this on the telephone but on the radio because a lot of people won't know what it is, but you know that there are people, Luciferians, basically, that control the socioeconomic system.
I know that the One World Order is so mad about the possibility of a Donald Trump being elected president that they're taking out the stops to stop him. And we need to pray for God to work in his life, and if it's God's will for him to be president, to protect him and keep him from being killed.
I've got a question. I've been thinking about this for a good while. These people, to a certain extent, do believe in the power of God. They just think that they're going to win. Do you think that they are deliberately trying to get people of America to commit wicked sin so that the judgment of God will fall on them? Do you think that's possible?
I think they just want to create a new world order. And they believe, see, the charismatic world is part of this. That's why I told everybody that Ted Cruz was so dangerous, was because he's part of that charismatic world. They are big time one world order people, big time. The charismatics are joining up with the Catholics big time, and the Catholic Pope is saying the most ridiculous things. Now there's nothing wrong in being a homosexual. We need to join up with the Muslims. The Catholic Pope is really, and this was already prophesied that he would be like a false prophet, and he really is.
I agree with you completely. And you ain't telling a tenth of it. It's so much worse than what we're talking about on the radio.
You are exactly right, my friend. I need to tell you, if this world don't wake up and understand how close we are to that rapture. See, we're not just close to the rapture now. That could happen anytime. That's imminent. But we're so close to the 7-year tribulation period until it's almost like it's already started. It can't start till the Antichrist is manifest, but it is really at the door.
Thank you so much for your ministry.
You know, why are not everybody talking about these kind of things? I've been preaching this for 40-some years. Do you hear me saying anything now I didn't say 40 years ago?
Not really.
I mean, I know better. I know more. I have a better perspective. I have a better understanding. The book of Revelation becomes clearer to me every day. And I had a revelation today that one reason the saints have got to be raptured is because we're going to help judge the world.
Exactly.
Had you ever thought about that?
Yeah, I had a brother many years ago. He said, I believe I want to run Pineville. I'm going to talk to the Lord about letting me run the town of Pineville.
Oh, great day. Well, that'll be during the millennial that he's talking about there. But we're going to judge the world during the 7-year tribulation period. I love you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Hey, friend, we've got so many reasons to be excited if we're ready to meet the rapture. If you're ready to go, friend, you've got every reason in the world to raise your hands. And my wife says when I point my hands out at this, they get so big looking. Well, they are big old hands. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is coming. I mean, we are on the verge of that trumpet sounding and being out of here. Hallelujah. Now, there's time for one or two more calls. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I would love to be a blessing to you. I'm telling you, I would love to be a blessing to you. Well, I don't see any more calls, any more emails. I'm always delighted to answer an email, so I won't go back to that. Grab your phone. I have but a little time here. It's very late, but it's been a great program. And you got to understand now. You got to understand that I'm preaching in the morning. I'm preaching a full sermon. I'll be preaching at least an hour on the, on the absolute proof. And I believe I can prove to anybody on the face of this earth the pre-tribulation rapture. I believe you'll just believe the Bible. Now, if you don't believe the Bible, I can't prove nothing to you. But if you'll take the Bible literal, just like it says, Don't try to move it around and no, just take it literal. I can prove to anybody out there. And I just believe I ought to have a house full in the morning. This place ought to be running over with people who want to know about the pre-tribulation rapture. You go to a church and you don't never hear it preached anymore. You need to get out of there anyway. I mean, you have no business in a church that doesn't preach the pre-tribulation rapture. And I know some good churches that different leaders in there are beginning to change to mid-trib and to pre-wrath. And You ought not be in a church like that. You need to get in a place that really believes this holy truth. Every bit of it. Now, I got time for one more call. I'm watching my time very carefully here. I want to get back to that song that I started with. Man, was that good. I am here to tell you that was a good song, and I'm going to start at the beginning of it. That will make it even better. And I want to hear from you now. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Got time for one more call. If I can help you, you got to get these answers. You got to be here in the morning. You got to be here in the morning. I'm crying out to my entire audience. If you live in a town far away, get in your car. Come over here and get your motel tonight and be ready to hear that sermon in the morning. It is later than you think. There's little time left. There's little time left. And if you don't believe, the devil is bringing this thing to a conclusion. The devil. God is allowing the devil to bring his part of this to conclusion. Now, the devil can't overstep what God allows. But God is allowing the Antichrist and all of the evil powers to bring their part together to get ready to take over this world for 7 years. But they can't take over until the restrainer is gone. I'm part of that restrainer. The Holy Ghost is in me and every Holy Ghost filled saint. If you're not full of the Holy Ghost, you are in danger. Are you listening to me? If you're not full of the Holy Ghost, you are in danger. Let me give you the numbers. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I'm going to put it up on the screen here. I want you to hear it. And then the local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I want you in church tomorrow. I want you to be one of those to help finance what we are doing. You ought to be a partner. You ought to be sharing your love with us and sharing your gifts with us and helping us spread this glorious message to the four corners of the earth. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I love you. You are important to me. You are important to me. I love being a blessing to you. I love being a blessing to you. God bless you.
God walks the dark hills, the ways, the highways. He walks on the billows or through glimmering lights. Helps me walk the cold. Helped me walk up the mile.